Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of wild car chases happened over the past few days here in Western New York, kind of diving into police policy when it comes to pursuits and chasing a certain individual or maybe multiple individuals. Just from your past experience, what is the police policy with some of these pursuits? I know it varies between different departments, but what's maybe the common practice when policing a pursuit going forward?
Well, I can tell you in the city of Buffalo, for the most part, there is a no pursuit policy. However, you have to look at that in terms of the totality of the circumstances. For instance, from what's been reported in this particular case, officers observed a vehicle at a high rate of speed driving down Elmwood Avenue. Those officers do have a duty in the interest of public safety to attempt to stop that car. Now, what police administrators generally look at in terms of these cases is the duration of that attempt. What are the driving conditions, time of day, traffic conditions, weather conditions, as to whether or not that pursuit would be deemed appropriate or inappropriate. Based on what we're hearing, it sounds like this was not really a pursuit, but more of officers attempting to catch up to this vehicle and then coming upon it and finding that a crash had occurred. But again, different agencies have different pursuit policies, but the majority of them do require officers to use some level of due diligence in terms of making sure that the chase itself does not become a threat to the public.
So what are some of maybe the parameters in terms of when officers will pursue the chase and then at the same point when they'll decide maybe to back away and pursue else in other ways?
Again, time of day, traffic conditions, you know, are we heading into rush hour? Are there school buses on the road? What is the weather conditions? Is it slippery? Is it raining? Is it foggy? Is it difficult to see the vehicle? And what is the severity of the crime for which or the infraction for which the person's being chased? Different departments have different levels for that, but the goal of any of these policies is to ensure that the chase doesn't become reckless and ensures the safety of the officers, the suspect, as well as the public.
So when it comes to the public, how does a police department go about protecting people in such a chaotic situation?
Well, again, that's why officers have to use lights and sirens, and you see, again, it's up to the officers as well as the supervisors of those officers to monitor those pursuits. They're monitoring, again, above and beyond the things that we spoke about. They're also monitoring speeds. They're monitoring directions of travel. They're monitoring the locations where that's occurring and making decisions at that point as to whether or not that pursuit should continue.
And when it comes to resources, I know that one of the favorite resources for, especially in the city of Buffalo and other departments, is Air One with the Erie County Sheriff's Office. They're really integral with helping out with certain chases that may be developing. What are some of the other resources that some police departments may be able to utilize to be able to help their pursuit of an individual or multiple people?
Well, around the country, I mean, there's a number of different things being utilized. I know some agencies utilize drone technology. There are companies out there that sell devices that can be fired from the bumper of the pursuing police car that shoots a sticky projectile, in essence a GPS tracker, onto the suspect's vehicle. You know, all of those things, a helicopter, are utilized to allow the officers to back off and then basically locate the person from a safe distance.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.